the topic that is covered on this daf is very important. It's relevant to many different Gemaras. So again, yesterday we went through the Gimel Dinim, the bottom Taisus on Lamed Hei Amud Aleph. This is the least important aspect. The more important is the sticky Taisus. So the bottom Taisus on Lamed Hei Amud Aleph says the Gimel in Yanim Amen Aritan de Bechizkiel. And one of them is that if a person is Machal Shabbos today, a Sarev Kedisha Shel Chaver today, he's not going to get the death penalty. There is no Einish Misa. But still, you're going to say, come play with the Rabbeinu, that's based on Tarun de Bechizkiel. So here, there is a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. What if a person will do a Malacha B'mikalkel? What if a person will do a Malacha Shein Tzvicha L'gufa? That if call him a kalkal and p'tur, if you do him a loch and a kalkal, it's mutam and a torah. It's a potter of a loss is mederabon and it's also. If a person does him a loch ashen tzvich al a gufa, according to Reb Shimon, a loch ashen tzvich al a gufa is mutam and a torah, it's only also mederabon. So if a person will do, he did an act of a loch, but on the level of the rice, it's had to go. So Rashi learns in the Gemara, just like Tanit Bechizkia says, the first of the three dinim. Just like Tana de Bechizkiah says that if a person is Machal Shabbos B'shoigeg, he still say, Kam lebi derab minei. Lechi lakdam in shoigeg lemezid, that you say, Kam lebi derab minei. So too, if you be Machal Shabbos B'mekalkel, Machal Shabbos B'mlocha Shem Tzvich HaLegufa, you'll also say that Tana de Bechizkiah, that you potter because of Kam lebi derab minei. So Tosfos says that doesn't make any sense. Tosfos Dimar Masla Masnisim B'Shoigeg Pirish B'Kuntres the Rav Mukim Masnisim Dolo Boy LeAfro Upata Me'osu Tamshir Shoigeg. And why you pata from Tashlumi Mamen? Because of the Tana de Bechizkia. Just like Shoigeg, you apply Tana de Bechizkia. So to be Mekalkel or be Melach Hashem Tzvich LeGuf also. So Tosfos says it doesn't make any sense. The main kasha, they say it doesn't really sound like it in the Gemara, but the main kasha is logically it doesn't make sense. The lodami the shogeg sheish, but yisam alocha. If a person is mechal shabbos b'shogeg, he has to bring a chatos. Avol kana yisam alocha. It's mutar legamrei menater by makalkal ein tzvichal luku. How can it be? Eliyahu Shlomo, no, the Mishnah goes b'shogeg, but there is no such din. According to Tosfos, there is no such din that Tana de Bechizkiah should pater you even if you do a melacha on Shabbos b'mekalkel or melacha shen tzvicha leguf is at the gomer. By definition, it's not called a melacha. It can't be. It doesn't make any sense at all. The pashtus is like Tosfos, a very strong tiny against Rashi. It superficially it looks like a melacha, but it's not at all a melacha. It's mutam and atara. How can you say Tana Mechizkiah? So that's the least. That's a very important topic. That's the least important topic on the whole amud. So let's go again. Yesterday we started off by discussing all the various dinim that are based on the pasuk of Malachas Machshavas Asuter. So most of the dinim, I think we had five dinim lahokil in Hilchos Shabbos. Why you makel in Hilchos Shabbos? Then we had the one din from Daf Samach and Aleph because of Malachas Machshavas Asuter. That's why Zorah Baruch Mesayata is chayv, even though in Eish it would be potter because it would be Grama ben Ezek and potter. But by Shabbos it says Malachas Machshavas Asoteres Lechiyuv. An interesting idea. That Malachas Machshavas usually tells me Kulas in Hilchos Shabbos. Here it tells me Achumer in Hilchos Shabbos. So the Gemara increases that Tosfos quotes 10 lines from the top of Lamed Hei Amud Aleph. There's a quote the Gemara increases. Hanach lechabura hol mekalkal misasik nami chayv. What does it mean that mekalkal is potter by Shabbos because of a lack of Malachas Machshavas? And Misasik is also potter because of a lack of Malachas Machshavas. That's what Shmuel said. We discussed the Machlokes Tosfos and the Rambam that according to the Rambam, the whole din of Misasik is potter from Chatos only applies by Shabbos, never applies in Kol HaTorah Kula. And Tosfos disagrees with the Rambam. Tosfos points out that the Mishnah quotes Rabbi Shua and the Mishnah increases. Quotes Rabbi Shua, he says, Asher Chata Bar Pat LeMisasik. And Shmuel learns that Misasik is part of because Malachas Parshah Besas V'Torah. So how come here it's one pasuk, here it's a different pasuk, here it's a Tana, here it's an Amora? So Tesh said there are two dinim. There's one dinim Misasik and Kol HaTorah Kula. There's another dinim Hilchus Shabbos Misasik is part of even in more cases. He went to the backyard, he wanted to pull off apples to serve apples to the guests, and by mistake he pulled off pears. That's not really what he wanted. He pulled off, so that's also called Misasik in Hilchus Shabbos. Bein L'shitas HaTos, Bein L'shitas HaRambam, there is a special din of Misasik by Shabbos based on Malachas Moshe B'Sos V'Torah. That's what the Gemara there in Krisis is talking about. He had two hoylo shneitei noikas lomol. The moel was scheduled to do two bris, one bris on Shabbos, one bris on Sunday, one bris on Friday, one bris on Shabbos. The Gemara has different cases there, and he switched the baby, so he did the wrong bris on Shabbos. But that's niskaven. That's like niskaven lachtach mechubazeh bechatach mechubaracher. And one of them, if it would have been the meal of his mother, would have been mutter. And by mistake, he did the wrong one. So that's a misasik, that's a special p'tur in Hilchos Shabbos. So the Gemara says, if you hold like Rabbi Abod, that mekalkal b'chov ulamavir is chayiv, hoyle mekalkal chayiv misasik nami chayiv. Why? If mekalkal is chayiv means that the p'tur of melech machshavis only applies to 37 melechas, it doesn't apply to chayiv ulamavir. So if the p'tur doesn't apply to chayiv ulamavir, and that's why mekalkal is chayiv huad denami, the Shabbos Dik and Misasik will also be chayiv. It'll be chayiv by Misasik also. So Tosfos quotes a whole bunch of sources on Lamed Daled and Lamed Beis, and the same Tosfos, those quotes four different Makoros, that even though Rabbi Abo says, according to Rabbi Shimon, that Mikalka B'chov L'maver was chayiv, but you still need that it should be tzvicha legufa. So Tosfos was bothered by the kashu. Why do you need tzvicha legufa? Just like the Gemara says, increases hanach lechayv ulamavir, hol mekalka chayv misasik nami chayv, because everything, all the five pturim, all the five kulas are based on the same pasuk of Malachas Malshevis. So malach shehet tzvicha legufa should also be based on Malachas Malshevis. That's a simple reading of the Gemara Chagiga Daf Yud. Tosfos in Shabbos quotes that. The Gemara Chagig and Daf Yud sounds like it says, that's what Tosfos read in the Gemara, it sounds like it says that Ein Tzvich Legufa is not Chayv on Shabbos because Malachas Malshevis has Sotar. So if everything is based on Malachas Malshevis, so how can those four Gemaras say, even though according to Reb Shimon, Mekalkal is Chayv, Bechayv Ulamavi, you still need Tzvich Legufa, but you should have said, Hoyle Mekalkal Chayv, Ein Tzvich Legufa Nami Chayv, like Mesasik Nami Chayv. So Tosfos said, Behechreach, he must say that Ein Tzvich Legufa is not based on Malachas Malshevis. That's where Tosfos got stuck. What do you do with the Gemara Chagiga? So they give up. Tosfos and Shabbos asks. Gemara Chagiga sounds like it says that the reason why Reb Shimon holds Ein Tzvich Legufa is not potter on Shabbos because of a lack of Malachas Malshevis. But you say you can't say like that. If you say like that, then it's impossible to require Tzvich Legufa by Mekalkal B'chov Olamavir. You should have said, since Mekalkal is Chayv, so you see that these two, out of the 39 Malachas, two Malachas are not governed with the rules of Malachas Malshevis, so you shouldn't need Tzvich Legufa. Either so Behechrech, you have to say, Tzvich Legufa is a different source, not based on Malachas Malshevis at all. Not at all based on Malachas Malshevis.
If Misasik is a divide called Torah Kula, how can you say it doesn't apply to two Malachas?
So that's what you have to say. There are two different kinds of Misasik. The Misasik that applies in Kol HaTorah Kula would apply here as well. But this unique Misasik, if you have two babies, and it's coming to be mal one baby, and mal the wrong baby, that's like, it's coming lachtach mechub b'zeh v'chotach mechub b'racher. He did exactly what he thought he was doing. But this had a hetah and the other one didn't have a hetah. So that Misasik is only a p'tur in Hilchos Shabbos. That Misasik will not be potter in Kol HaTorah Kula. You have to say it like that. Yeah. There is a very fascinating Tosfos in Sanhedrin, on a fascinating Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Pei Daled, that never appears anywhere else in Shas. The Gemara there talk, so the Taisus has a whole, and Taisus holds that it's not just the Havamina. Taisus holds that it's true the Maskanim. Everybody else ignores the Gemara. All the other Taisus, they all ignore the Gemara. They thought it's just a fleeting Havamina. And Taisus in other place in Shas says no. That's really La Maskana. The Gemara there is talking about Dov Shein and Miskabin. Dov Shein and Miskabin, we know, is a Machleg Zabuta Reb Shimon. Machleg Zabuta Reb Shimon, Dov Shein and Miskabin, and Hilchot Shabbos is only in Hilchot Shabbos, or does it apply in other areas as well? So the Gemara applies it to Kliyim. A person is carrying dresses, they have two stores, and they need the people are shopping in the other store. So yeah, sometimes you walk in Manhattan, so you see someone's carrying 20 dresses on his back from one store to the other. So he's carrying dresses, they're shatnas. Shatnas is mutabah. No, you're permitted to sell it to the nochrim. Sell it to a Jew is a shayla b'lifnei. Sell it to the nochrim is mutabah. No, so there's no problem. Kloy hakerim is also bah. No. So Rashi says that there were those who misunderstood. They thought that kloy begodim is also bah. No. So Rashi says it's not true. He's selling the begodim. But if the person carries it on his back, so there's a din, not only is there a din of Levisha, there's a din, beggar kalim shatans lo yale alecha. There's one pasuk, lasil b'shatans temra pishtim yachna, Levisha zasa. There's another pasuk, beggar kalim shatans lo yale alecha. You're not allowed to have a blanket that's made from shatlas, even though it's not Levisha. You're not wearing it as clothing, it's ha'aloh. So there's an isa ha'aloh, there's an isa Levisha. So halah, the Gemara said the Ferish, the beginning of Yivam, halah is only usher on shatnas if it's halah sheyesh b'hanoah. So halah sheyesh b'hanoah is mutter. Let's say it's a hot day and everybody's schwitzing away, everybody's perspiring, and the poor guy has to carry 20 dresses from one location to the other. The street is not air conditioned. The stores are air conditioned. The street is not air conditioned. So when the guy carries in the street, maybe in the store it's so freezing cold. Maybe he gets enough in the fact that he's carrying the dresses on his back. Maybe it's halal sheish b'hanoah. No, that could be an issue. But when you're carrying in the street and it's so hot and it causes him to perspire more, that's halal sheish b'hanoah. So that's mutter. What if he's not sure what the weather is in the street? So he's carrying the 20 dresses. He walks in the street. He doesn't know whether it's going to be yesh b'hanoah, ein b'hanoah. So the Gemara says that depends on the machlek of Shimon Rabbi Yehuda, whether Dov Shein Miskabin is also a mut. He's carrying dresses from one location to the other. He's doing a pula hamuteris. What's the definition of Dov Shein Miskabin? Person does a pula hamuteris, and he knows that because of this pula that he does, it may or may not result in a pula hasura. It may turn out that it's halo sheyesh b'hanoa. So that's the machlek of Shimon Rabbi Yehuda. Then the Gemara talks about the machlek of Shimon Rabbi Yehuda by Mechabeish ala Mizbeach. We have a din, if you have a mechasim and this came ke meduba, when you bring karbanas, you have to bring menachas and nesachim in conjunction with the karban. So what do you do with the nesachim? You pour the nesachim down the shisen, there are pipes in the Mizbeach, and you pour the wine down. Same place where you pour the nisach hamayim on tzukah, so you pour nisach hayayin in the other pipe. And the wine goes down, it gets absorbed in the ground. Okay, there's a container in the ground, it gets absorbed. What if a person donates hamisnadiv yayin? He donates not yayin mechasim, and this came in conjunction with a korban. He donates the whole korban as yayin. So then the Gemara thought, mitzad asvara, whenever you give a korban, you have to burn it on the mizbech, and the smoke should go up to the heavens, as if the Rebbeinu Shlomo is receiving it when the smoke goes up. So hamisnadiv yayin, the Gemara thought, you have to pour the wine on the fire, but you're going to pour the wine on the fire, you're going to be mechabe eish ala mizbech. There's a lot. Eish tam betuk ala mizbech, loy sichbe, you're not allowed to be mechabe. So the Gemara says, but you have to, because that's the definition of a korban. You burn the korban. The Gemara says, mizalfo al gabi hoishim. You should sprinkle it. You have a whole bottle of wine. You should sprinkle it on the fire in such a way that it'll be a dov sheini mizkaben. It may or may not result in kibbuy hoish. There's a lav, if you pour the bottle of wine like this on the fire, it certainly will extinguish the flame, even just to extinguish part of the flame. Let's say you have logs all over the place on top of the zbech with flames. You're going to pour the wine in such a way that it will extinguish part of the flames over here, and the other flames will cause it to evaporate. At the end of the day, it will evaporate, but you will be mechabe miktsas ha'esh ala mizbech. So that's also a lav you're not allowed to. So that's what the Gemara says. Amisnadiv yayin, the whole korban consists of yayin, mizalfo al gabi hoishim. You should sprinkle it So it'll be a davar she'eino miskaven. So the Gemara says that lipenda machlekes abiyudah Reb Shimon. Is that an acceptable solution? How we learn out from a pasuk that there's such a thing is a misnat of yain. You can give a donation of a carbon that consists of yain. So what do you do with the yain? So if you hold like Reb Yudah, the davar she'eino miskaven is asur. Davar she'eino miskaven is asur. Then you'll have to assume that you pour it down the pipes. But if you hold like Reb Shimon, then you can apply this svara. It does make sense to pour it down the pipes, because this is the whole carbon, so you have to sprinkle it on the fire in such a way that it won't be a psikresh, it'll be a davar she'eino miskaven. So the Gemara has davar she'eino miskaven, a machlokes abiyudah Reb Shimon, in other cases, not just in Hilchos Shabbos. It's a machlokes in Kol HaTorah Kula, where the davar she'eino miskaven is also a mutna. So the Gemara makes a statement there in Sanhedrin, that Pedal, the Gemara talks about makke ovi v'imoy, if he caused bleeding by the parents, if he did with the tzorach refuah. Okay, so the tzorach refuah, the Gemara says, the hekesh, that you have the two in the same pasuk, mak behem shalaman, mak yodim yumas, so ma mak behem lo le refuah. If you do the refuah, it's not called mak behem yishalman. So mak yodim yumas goes on mak ovi v'imoy, Taisa said it goes both on retzeach and amaka avihima. So if it's lirafua, it'll be muta. But if it's not lirafua, then it'll be awesome. So the Gemara discusses, is the son allowed to take out, let's say the parent has a splinter, is he allowed to take out the splinter from the parent by taking a needle and pulling it out? The needle may cause a little bleeding. The son's using the needle to take the splinter out from the parent, may cause bleeding in the parent. So it's a davar she'eino miskaven. So we should have said it's a machlokes abiyudah Reb Shimon. Gemara says wrong. Machlokes abiyudah Reb Shimon is only by chayv lavan, by eish tam mitukan lamizbeach is an isa lav, and by shatnez halua by shatnez is an isa lav. Or what's another case the Gemara has with the machlokes abiyudah Reb Shimon? You're allowed to cut off, let's say the baby needs a bris. And there happens to be tzaras. There's an ega tzaras on the or ha-orlo. So there's a lav in the Torah, Hisham lucha ben ega tzaras. The Gemara says, whenever it says Hisham pen vial, it's a loy sesi. So what's the loy sesi? Hisham lucha ben ega tzaras. So the Mishnah in the Goyim says, achoytach yabelis. If you cut off an ega tzaras, you're even a lav. What if you have to do the bris milo? So you have no choice? So the Gemara learns out from a pasuk that b'makom mitzvos mila it's mutter. But the Gemara says, echadika acher, lebed acher. If the father knows how to do the bris, and the moel knows how to do the bris. So if the father does the bris, it's a dobe hamiskaven by him. He doesn't want his baby. He's been looking at the baby since the baby was born. And he knows he wants to do the mitzvah bris mila. He wants to get rid of the negat saras also. So, but if the father will do it, it'll be muta based on esed dechaloy sase. But if the moel will do it, the moel isn't interested. It's not his baby. The moel gets paid to do it. He gets paid. He doesn't get paid. He's interested in doing the bris milah. He's not interested in cutting off the baby from tumas saras by cutting off the dinners at the. The two types of tumah, there's tumah yotzal megufa, and then there's tumah smago. So tumah yotzal megufa is machomer. The most chomedic kind of tumah is the mitzor. Mitzor is not even allowed to be in a yoros hamakop schomer, so sure benun. It's called the tumah yotzal megufa. It's machomer than zav and zava and nida and your letters. But on the other hand, it has a certain kula that you're not tumah until the coin declares you as tumah. So why is it called tumah yotzal megufa? You need the coin to declare him as tumah, but still. It's called the tumah yotzal megufa because it develops in the body, but the tumah is not chal until the kohen declares that he's tummy. And that's why it says, "Ofinus habayis b'term yavoh hakohen." If you have to have a kohen look at tzaras batim, so you should empty out the whole house, so that when the kohen may declare tummy, so it'll be tummy mikan al habos. If the house will be empty, so the kelim won't be tummy. If the house has all the kelim in it, so all the kelim in the house will be tummy right away. Says the Sadduchim says, empty out the house before. So the din is that the Tumas Negat Saras is called the Tumi Yotzal Megufa, but it's only Chal Mi Shas Psak HaKoin, the Eilach. So the Shaila is, Achotech Yabel, Achotech Baheres. when you cut off a negat saras, what if it's a marat tohor? What if it's a marat tohor? So the Gemara said, there's still a lav. There's still a lav. What if you cut off the negat saras before you bring it to the kohen? Still a lav. Not only is the lav, if you, after the kohen declares that it's tamei, even before the kohen declares tamei. In fact, the Rashbam Shabbos explained that's exactly what the issur is. Yisham locha benegat saras, lishma mayod v'lasas kachol ha-sheyor eschem ha-kohanim alavim. So the whole nature of the lav is, if you're going to cut off the negat saras and bypass asking the kohen. So if you have a negat tohor, mara tohor, ask the kohen, let the kohen pass ken tohor, and then you'll be able to cut it off. But you want to cut it off before you ask the kohen, that's not right. Or it looks to you that it's a maratome, so you want to cut it off so the kohen will see it after it's already cut off, so you won't be able to declare the baby as a metzaira. So that you're not allowed to do. So if someone else cuts it off, it would appear from the Gemara, if the moel cuts it off, he's not really interested. It's not his kid. He's not paying attention. He hasn't been looking at the baby the last week. So he's not paying attention. He's not thinking about it, that by cutting off the orlah, by performing the bris milah, he will be avoiding having to go to the kohanim, the paskin and the negat saras. And Achiv is not thinking about it. So the Gemara says, in that case, if the father, the even though usually there's room to say mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucha, the father knows how to do the bris, he should do it himself. Shouldn't have someone else do it. That's a big machlokes halacha l'maaseh. If the father is a moel, and he's mechabit someone else to do the bris milah, is he yotzeh the mitzvah? Maybe there's no shlichas. The minig is by a lot of moelim. They have this. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Avi Aben should stand next to the moel lo'odio shehu shlucho. That's what it says in the mechaber. Avi Aben should appoint the moel as a shliach. Can you really appoint a shliach to do a bris milah? So that's a big machlokes. The shach says he can't appoint a shliach. If the father knows how to do the bris himself and he asks the moel to do it, he lost the whole mitzvah. If the father doesn't know how, he doesn't know how. He has no choice. So you need the moel should do it. But if the father knows how, and he, it's like shaking a lulav. You can't appoint a shliach to have someone else shake a lulav on your behalf. So on your behalf. So the shach holds, if you appointed someone else to do the bris instead of doing it yourself, it's just not yotzeh the mitzvah. And others assume not so. The mitzvah is that the father should arrange that the bris milah should be taken care of. So if the father is, it doesn't mean he lohodio shehu shlucho. Doesn't necessarily mean that the moel is a shliach of the father. It means that the father arranged that it should be taken care of. So that's what the Gemara says in Masech HaShabbos, that the machlegs have Yudu Reb Shimu would apply here also. This is a lav. Hisham lecha benegat saras, achaytech baheres is oiva balav. Aye, but if the moel does it, also oiva balav. So what does the Gemara say? What does it have to do with Reb Yudu Reb Shimon? Melocha dob sheinim miskaven. Why does it depend? So that's what the Rashboy asks. It's not. It's worse than a psikresh. It's mamash adav hamiskavim. He knows he's cutting off the baharis. It's a dav hamiskavim. He knows what he's doing. More than a psikresh. Or it's at least a psikresh. So that's what the Rashboy says. B'dochik on the Gemara, the Iser, chaytech baharis. It's not that per se is an Iser. It's lishmon ve'ev lasa kol asher aschem ha-kohanim. You shouldn't avoid having to, you shouldn't do anything that'll avoid having to ask the kohen. So if you cut off the negat saras, even if it's a marat tohor, if you cut it off before you ask the kohen, then you're avoiding showing it to the kohen. You cut it off, you think that it is a marat tomei. You cut it off in order that the baby shouldn't be declared as tomei, so then you're avoiding lishma velasas. That's not right. But if an acher does it, if the moel does it, then it's not based on it. He's not interested in being betired the baby. He doesn't know. Maybe the baby has a negat saras in another part of the body. The moel does know. The father already knows. This is the only place where there's a negat saras, and this is it. By cutting this off, we're going to be putter from the whole asik of having the kohen look at the baby. So the Gemara says, the din of eser dechal asesi only applies if it's the epshel kaim shneim. Here you can fulfill the mitzvah of milah without violating the Isser of Chaytech Baharis. So the Gemara says, Idik Acher, if there's another moel, let it Acher. Let the other moel do it. Idilek Acher, it's a Diyomash Minin, there is no other moel, and the only one who's going to do the bris is the father. So then we say that Esed Echaloy Sasi. So the Gemara says, discusses Acher, doing the Bris Milo where there's a Negat Saras by the Orlo, that's a Dov She'enim Iskavin. That according to Reb Shimon, Dov She'enim Iskavin is Mutter, so the Moil, the Acher, is not in violation of Yisham Lecho. But if you hold like Reb Yudah, that Dov She'enim Iskavin is also, so then the Acher is not allowed to do it. So you see that the Machlokes of Shimon Reb Yudah is not only in Hilchos Shabbos, it's in many other cases. So the Gemara says there in Sanhedrin, and Daf, where is it? Daf Pei Dalet. The Gemara says the Machlokes of Yudah Reb Shimon is only in Chavi Lavin. Only in Chavi Lavin. Like Shatnes, and like Machabei Shalom Izbeach, and like Hisham Lecha Benegat Zaras, Chaytech Baharis. In Chavi Mises, even Reb Shimon would agree that Dov She'enim Iskavin is also. So by the son treating the parents, the Gemara says he shouldn't do it, because it's a Dov She'enim Iskavin. He knows in advance that it may or may not cause bleeding, and if it causes bleeding in the parents, that's a makor of the ima, mos yomos. That's an isa misa. There's no kares. Makor of the ima. If you do b'shoigeg, you're not chayv chatos. But if you do b'meisid, you chayv misa. There are cases where you chayv kares enough. It's a bal achoso. There's kares, but there's no misa. There are cases that Edom Zevimim get misa, but there's no kares. Makor of the ima. Mekalul of the ima. There are cases where there's misa and there's no kares. They're not totally zevizev. We don't know what the rule is. We don't have any rule for misa with kares. So the Gemara says, since makor of the ima is an isa chamur, we distinguish between lavin chamurin and lavin kalin. The Rambam has in Perek Aleph in Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam writes that you never get any kapora without tshuva. If a person gets Mises Bezdin, so they tell him, say vidui, kol ha-misvadim, kol ha-mumasim misvadim, he should say vidui. And if he doesn't say vidui, if he doesn't do tshuva, then Misa will not be mechaper. The same thing when the Bezdin gives Malka, so they tell him he should do tshuva, so the Malka should be mechaper. When you bring a korban to the Beis HaMikdash, you have to do tshuva. A Yom Kippur, there's a machlekes satanoim, so the Rambam Paskin says Yom Kippur is only mechaper if you do tshuva. And that's what the Pnei Yeshua writes in the end of Ksubis. The Gemara says, Le'bechipar admasa ama, one who walks down the Lamas Neretz Yisrael, Nimcholam Abenoisav, so the Pnei Yeshua says, only if he does tshuva. There's never any kapora without tshuva. So the Rambam says, there's one exception to the rule. The Sor HaMishtalech is mechaper on kalim beli tshuva, on chamurim, and Isuri Koris and Mrs. Bezna called Isurim Chamurim. And Isurim Chamurim, the Isurim Shtalech is only Mechaper if you do tshuva, and Isurim Kalim, it's Mechaper even without tshuva. That's what the Rambam has from the Talmud Yerushalmi. In the Babli, it doesn't say. That's what he hit. That was his gears in the Talmud Yerushalmi. It's an exception to the rule. So we see that there is a difference between Kalim and Chamurim. Yeah. There are other differences also. So the Gemara here in Sanhedrin, the Afpeidala, has this difference. The all machlokes of Shimon are rebuted, but the Dov She'enim Iskavin Osar Mutter is only in Chavi Lavin, by Yesh Tom Metukar Lamizbech, and by Shatnes, and so on, by Chaytech Baharis. But by Yisurim Chamurim, everyone should agree that Dov She'enim Iskavin is also. It's Mochamer, it's also. How can you say that about the all machlokes is in Shabbos? The Gemara says, no, Shabbos is an exception to the rule, because Malachas Machsheves Asra Torah. Since it says Malachas Machsheves, so the word Machsheves means Malacha Chashuva, but it has another level of interpretation, Malacha with Machsheva. So if it's a Dovish Einam, this Kavein, so there's a lack of Machsheva, so that's a lack of Malachas Machsheves. So the Gemara quotes Malachas Machsheves, that Shabbos is an exception to the rule. So that should be Bein L'Rab Yudah, Bein L'Rab Shimon. So Dov She'enim Iskavin should be mutar on Shabbos bein l'Rab Shimon bein l'Rab Yudah. So Tosfos in a few Masechtos has this. There's long Shita Mekubetzes, goes on for pages and pages and pages, the beginning of Ksubis about this, whether they agree with Tosfos or they disagree. That's how Tosfos read it in the Gemara in Yuma. There's a gigantic Tosfos on Daf Lamed Hey in Yuma. Goes over from the bottom of Amud Beis to the top of Amud Aleph, keeps on going. So Tosfos says there, the whole machlekes of Shimon and Rabbi Yudin by Dov Sheni Miskav My Shabbos is only on the level of the Rabbanah. On the level of the Raisa, they both agree that it should have been, Dov Sheni Miskav should have been Aser, because it's Chamuris, Shabbos has Krisis, Mises, Bezdin. But because it says Malachas Machsheves, and the word Machsheves has the double connotation, it means Malacha Chashuva, Pratla Mikalkal, and so on, and it also means Malacha with Machsheva. So Dov Sheni Miskav, they both agree, is Mutar ben HaTorah. The whole Machlekes of Shimon Rav Yudah by Dov Sheni Miskav and Shabbos is on the level of the Rabbanan. So what are they fighting about? So Tosfos says it's Lishitosim. Tosfos in Yuma explains it's Lishitosim. According to Rav Yudah, that Dov Sheni Miskav is Osam and HaTorah by all Chayvi Lavin. By all Chayvi Lavin, so they were Goyzer on Shabbos to Aser. If you'll allow, Tosfos writes a lashon, "Kedela hashva Shabbos l'shar kol haTorah kula." You have a kula in Hilchas Shabbos, namely the Malachas Machshavas. The Dov Sheni Miskavin is mutam and haTorah, but kedela hashva Shabbos l'shar kol haTorah kula. So yasem at the Rabbon. But according to Reb Shimon, the Dov Sheni Miskavin is mutam and haTorah, even mutam at the Rabbon. Dov Sheni Miskavin is always mutter. So what do you mean you're going to aser on Shabbos? It's a heter and kol haTorah kula. Dov Sheni Miskavin is always mutam. So there's no room to aser on Shabbos. That's what Tosfos writes. That's the whole machlekes. So Tosfos writes the following einfal. They say, according to the Tanna Reb Shimon, chayvul amavir are not governed with the rule of Malachas Machsheves. That's the Gemara increases daf yutes. Hanach lechabura, leave alone chayvul amavir. The Gemara is talking about the Shnei Tinoikas Lomel, and he did a Mesasek. Gemara says, if you're all like Reb Shimon, all a Mekalka Chai, Bechavel Amavir, Mesasek Nami Chai. Means that all the dinim that are based on Melech Smachshevis don't apply to these two Melech, only applies to the other 37 Melechas, doesn't apply to Chavel Amavir. So Tosfos says, if you're all like Reb Shimon, that by Chavel Amavir, Melech Smachshevis doesn't apply only to the other 37 Melechas, then Dov Sheni Miskavein will be awesome in HaTorah, because Shabbos is a chamuris. There's a skila in Kores. So Reb Shimon is ma'ida by Chayvi Mises. That's the Gemara said, Adam Pei Dalin. So Dov Sheni Miskavein by Chayvi Lamavu will be an Issa deraisa according to Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon usually holds Dov Sheni Miskavein as het gomur, but by Chayvi Mises he holds that it's an Issa deraisa. But by Shabbos is an exception to the rule because Malachas Machsheves, but Malachas Machsheves doesn't apply to Chayvul Amavir. So Dov Sheni Miskavin will be, according to Reb Shimon, will be an Issa Deraisa by Chayvul Amavir. But if you hold like Reb Yudah, who holds that Reb Yudah is usually more Machman than Reb Shimon with Dov Sheni Miskavin, but Reb Yudah doesn't agree that Chayvul Amavir is an exception to the rule. So he holds all the 39 Malachas are governed with the rules of Malachas Machsheves Asra Torah. So Reb Yudah holds, therefore, Dov Sheni Miskavein would only be an Issa de Rabbanan on Shabbos. So Bechavel Amav, it's also only Osam de Rabbanan. It's not Osam de Rabbanan. So Tosfos says it's a bit of a paradox. That Reb Yudah is the one who's more machmer. So here he would be, Reb Yudah is the one who's more machmer. Here he would be Mekel. He'll say that Chavel Amavir is like all Malecha Shabbos, that they're all governed with the rule of Malachas Machsheves, so Dov Sheni Miskavin will only be awesome in the Rabban, won't be awesome in HaTorah. Masheni can, according to Reb Shimon, the Chayvul Amavir, Mekalkal Eschayiv, Kalkal Eschayiv means that all the dinim that are based on Malachas Machsheves don't apply, just like Hanach Lechabur, Hon Mekalkal Chayiv, Mesasik Nami Chayiv, so Dov Sheni Miskavin will also be there, Isa by Chayvul Amavir. So Tosfos points that out. A Tosfos in Sanhedrin and a Tosfos in Sanhedrin. Tosfos in Shabbos also has it, yeah?
When the Gemara says that someone who had Kavanah to do refuah for his father and then accidentally caused him a Chavala, so the Gemara says that since that's a Chayav Misos, so the Gemara meant that therefore it's
Aser Daraisa, it would be Aser Daraisa, yeah. By Chavi Mises, Dov Sheni Miskavin is Aser Menatari, yeah. That's the Mashmoah of the Gemara. And the exception to the rule is Shabbos, because Malachas Malach Shabbos on Svat Torah. So Bein L'Rab Yudah, Bein L'Rab Shimon, on Shabbos, Dav Hashem Miskabel is Mutam and Atorah. The whole Machlokes Rabbi Reb Shimon by Shabbos only is where they Machmer mid the Rabbanan. So if they both hold this Mutam and Atorah because of a lack of Malachas Malach Shabbos, so where does the Machlokes come from, whether they were Machmer mid the Rabbanan? Why should the Rabbi Yudah and the Reb Shimon disagree? So he says, Rabbi Yudah holds Dov Hashem Miskabel is Zosar and Kol HaTorah Kula by Yol Chai B'Lavin. So Kedei L'Hashvah Shabbos L'Shar Kol HaTorah Kula. So the Asad Dov Shem is Kavim Medir Rabbanan. Reb Shimon holds Shar Kol HaTorah Kula Chai B'Lav and Dov Shem is Kavim is Mutter. So you don't say Kedei L'Hashvah Shabbos L'Shar Kol HaTorah Kula. It's Mutter. Mutter is says Mutter. So you leave it like that. Yeah. That's Svar Kedei L'Hashvah Shabbos L'Shar Kol HaTorah Kula. That's the Loshen on Tesis. Yeah.
You can't say that the Gemara and Sanhedrin is considered the Rabbanan, that they were goes there on something which has a chti of Misa, not on something which would be only a lab.
Doesn't sound like it, because the Gemara asks if even Reb Shimon agrees that Dov Shem is Kavanah is Asa b'chai b'misa. So how does he disagree in Hilchos Shabbos? He should say should be Asa. So the Gemara says, why is he mata? Because Melachas Machshavas Asa Torah. Sounds like they're dealing with Dinim Daraisa, not with Dinim Darabonim. Sounds like it should have been awesome in our Torah because it's Chavi Mises Amachonim, but you have a Pasuk, Malach Machshavas. And then Tosef finishes the paragraph. The Gemara finished the sentence, but then Tosef said, what's the Machlok Zabir Reb Shimon? They both know that Chavi Mises should be Dov Shem Miskam Shem Bios. They both agree it's Mutam and our Torah because Malach Machshavas. So it's a Machlok on a level of Darabonim. Tosef says, yeah, the Machlok is this Nakuda. According to Rabbi Yudah, the Dov Hashem Miskaven usually is an Iser and Kol HaTorah Kula. So Kedei L'Hashvah Shabbos L'Shar Kol HaTorah Kula. So Ya'asam Mid Rabbanan Dov Hashem Miskaven on Shabbos. And according to Rabbi Shimon, Chavi Lavin is Mutter. Dov Hashem Miskaven is always Mutter. So you don't have such an idea. You don't have to be Machmer with the Rabban. Why shouldn't you say Kedei L'Hashvah Shabbos L'Makov V'Imoy or L'Shar Chavi Mises? I don't know. It doesn't explain. They just say to equate Shabbos with all the Chavi Lavin. I don't know.
And the ones in Sanhedrin who say that it's mutter to do refuah for a parent, so they hold that. What do they hold that? They're not concerned that you're going to come and do a chabala, which is destructive. Or they hold that even if you did, then it would not be a deraisa.
I don't know. Is it always going to be is it always a bad dois? It's not a bad dois. If it would have been a bad dois, it would have been a psik reisha. Apparently, it's a dov sheni miskaven, whether it'll cause haitzoras dam. The Gemara says dov sheni miskaven should be awesome. I don't know. It's a question. The Gemara says, acher, another person, someone else is allowed to take out a splinter, even though it may not cause bleeding. Because acher is only a lav. Lo Yosef Ben Yosef, if I beat you up, is only Allah. But if I mark all of the ima, that's Misa. So for the son taking out a splinter from the parents, a Dov Hashem Miskaven should be also. But for Achiv, it's only a Dov Hashem Miskaven on Allah. So according to Reb Shimon, it's Mutter. What about according to Reb Yudah? It should be a Dov Hashem Miskaven should be also. I don't remember. It's not a secretion Dov Hashem Miskaven. So no one should be allowed to take out his splinter from anybody. According to Reb Yudah, I don't remember. You've got to look in the Gemara Sanhedrin. How is the pharmacist allowed to take out? If I go to the pharmacy and I have a splinter, so he's allowed to take it out. It's a Dov Hashem Miskaven. We pass a Dov Hashem Miskaven Mutter. So Aloch Lamai said there's no problem. But what would Reb Yudah say? Dov Hashem Miskaven. I don't remember. The Gemara must give an explanation. I don't remember. Anyway, this is part of this story. So just again, Tosis quotes a few Gemaras. Afagav the Mechayv Reb Shimon. Tosis writes over here. Afagav the Mechayv Reb Shimon Mikalkol b'chabura. Even though Rabbi Bo claims according to Reb Shimon, Mikalkol b'chavul amara is chayv, but he still needs tzricha legufam. So this is in disagreement with Rashi. And Tosis and the other Masechtas, they point out this is in clear disagreement with Rashi. Rashi came up with the interpretation that the whole Machlokes of Shimon Rabbi Yudah by Malach Hashem Tzvich Lagufa is, if you do Malach Hashem Tzvich Lagufa, is it called Misaken or not? So according to Rashi, it's a Malach Hashem Tzvich Lagufa, is a prat within the Din of Misaken. That's also based on the Din of Misaken, is based on the Pasuk Malach is Machshavas, Ein Tzvich Lagufa is also. So according to Rashi, how can you say such a thing? That even on the Kalkal is Chai, but it has to be Tzvich Lagufa, it doesn't make any sense. You need Tzvicha L'gufa, that it should be called Mesakin. But if Mekalkal is Chayev, so you don't need Tzvicha L'gufa. So that's a Pella. So Tesis in the other, in Shabbos, more than one place in Shabbos, Tesis on Daf Hainheim and Aleph asks it, and Tesis on Daf Kuvavam and Aleph asks the Kasha against Rashi. Don't you see from all those Gemara, it's not like Rashi. So Tesis is Machriach, you see, that Tosfos proves that Malach Hashem Tzvicha L'gufa is unrelated, the topic is unrelated to Misaken and Mekalkel. It's a different word. You're learning out all the Malachas from Asiyas HaMishkan. All the Lamates Malachas are established based on Asiyas HaMishkan. So in the Mishkan every Pu'ula was done with a certain intention leading to a certain result. So that's the machlek of Shimon and Reb Yudah. So Reb Shimon says, if you'll do a malach on Shabbos, not for the same style of intention as the malachas were done in the Mishkan, then by definition, it's not doing in the Mishkan, so it won't be a malach. And Reb Yudah says, not so. It could be Reb Yudah will agree that a malach Hashem Tzvicha L'gufa will only be a tolda. That's a possibility. It could be that it'll only be a tolda. Because in order to be an av, hachtav in Mishkan chashivikar liyav, only what was in the Mishkan. So that's some Rishonim hold like that. But even Reb Yudah holds Ein Tzvich L'gufa is a malocha deraisa, it's b'toras tolda. So therefore, there's room to argue the point and say, let's say you'll violate a tolda Ein Tzvich L'gufa. You'll do a tolda Ein Tzvich L'gufa. So there is such a run on the riff in the end of Perek Yudalit. And Masech HaShabbos, the run on the riff, sounds like he says that. That if even Reb Yudah, who thinks that Malach Hashem Tzvicha L'gufa is deraisa, is an isa deraisa, but if you do a tolda Ein Tzvicha L'gufa, that can't be an isa deraisa. The maximum it can be is the Rabbanan, it can't be an isa deraisa. Why not? So some Achrayim say because Ein Tzvicha L'gufa itself is only a tolda. And a tolda you need a pasuk. The Gemara there in Masechah Shabbos learns that a drasha. When we learned the first daf in Bava Kama, so we saw the Shittim Kubetzes was bothered with Akasha. How do you know that Terah told us by Arba Avos Nezikin? The Gemara never had a Yalfusa from a Pasuk. And the Gemara said, Bino told the same Kayetze Behem. The Gif and the Shichar of Itza, Beito, all that, told us the Karen, and whatever is it, told the Regal, told the Rishon, everything was told the same Kayetze Behem. Amam Atzinu, you don't need a Pasuk to say that there's an institution of Torah. How come on Shabbos you need a Pasuk? So the Mari Katz and the Shittim Kubetz on the first half said because the definition of Malach is whatever was in the Mishkan. So the Toldos were not in the Mishkan. They're sufficiently similar to the Av Amam Atzinu. But the Malach of Shabbos has to be in the Mishkan. So whatever was not in the Mishkan should not be a Malach at all. So that you have a pasuk, since it was represented by the pulda, it was sufficiently similar. So there's an institution of toldos. As by Abavus Nezikin, you don't even need a pasuk. There's no reason not to darshan the mamatzina, the binyanav. So here, you know, toldos without any ribui from a pasuk. But on Shabbos, you need a ribui. So that's what some achrayim want to say. See, Pesach Frank, others want to say there's only a tolda, but a tolda of a tolda, that's already too much. You have no pasuk. So if you're going to do a tolda in Tzvicha L'gufa, that's already a tolda of a tolda. Even Rabbi Yudah holds in Tzvicha L'gufa is deraisa, it's only b'toras tolda, not b'toras saf. Others said a different bio why. Maybe a tolda in Tzvicha L'gufa is a different reason why it's mutam and atara. Because the whole definition of a tolda is, if it's done for the same purpose, it's not, the pu'ula is not identical with the av. Let's say milking a cow, most of the Rishonim hold is an Isra, a Malach of Disha. So the real original Disha is you're detaching the Psolus from the Oichel. And here, you're not detaching Oichel from Psolus, you're milking the cow, you're taking out, separating Oichel from Mashke. It's a different kind of a thing. They're both oichel, but it's one is an oichel, one is a mashke. So that's so it's not the same maisa, but it's done for the same tachlis as the yav. So whenever you do a pa'ula that's similar to the av in the to'eles, so then we label it as a tolda. But if you do a tolda, ain't tzvicha legufa. So you're not doing it for the same tachlis. So there's no reason that it should be labeled as a tolda. Not because maybe there is a tolda of a tolda. Maybe you don't need an additional pasuk to say that just like you have one pasuk that they're a tolda, so it's included tolda of a tolda also. But it could be that a tolda ain't tzvicha legufa is a different word. Why? Bechlal is not called a malach. Okay. So the Tosis in Masechus Shabbos quotes all these sources that even though Reb Shimon holds Mekal Kol Chai B'Choyv Olamava, he still requires that it should be Tzvicha L'Gufa. Tosis there quotes it to show that Rashi is wrong. That Rashi holds that Ain't Tzvicha L'Gufa is a detail, is a topic, the Olmach Legs of Yud Reb Shimon is a topic within Misaken. Is it Misaken or not? So Tosis says it can't be correct. It can't be correct. How can you say you need Tzvicha L'Gufa if you don't even need Misaken? But Tosis themselves, there in Shabbos, say even though they have all these Gemaras that indicate like that, but they say the Gemara Chagiga Daf Yud, they think that the Gemara Chagiga says, not really so 100% Mukhrach there, but Tosis understood the Gemara to say that Malach Hashem Tzvicha L'Gufa, according to Reb Shimon, is not chayv on Shabbos because of a lack of malachas machshavas. So Tosis said that's where Rashi holds. That's exactly what they're disagreeing with. They say if it's a lack of malachas machshavas, how can you require by chayv lamab? How can you require tzvicha legufa? If the Gemara said hanach lechayv lamab, how makal kachay misasik namichay means all the dinim that are based on malachas machshavas don't apply to chayv lamab. So they get stuck. Tosfos doesn't know what to do with the Gemara Chagig. Okay. So Tosfos presents it as if you have all these Gemaras indicate not like Rashi, and one Gemara Chagig indicates like Rashi. So the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos is which Gemara? The two Gemaras contradict each other. So the question is, which Gemara should you, which is the Maskana? So Rashi is Madif. Rashi prefers the Gemara Chagig Daf Yud, that Ein Tzvicha L'Gufa is based on lack of Malachas Machshavas. And Tosfos is Madif, all the other three Gemaras, and they don't know what to do with the Gemara Chagiga Daf Yud. That's the way Tosfos presents it. That Rashi has a Mokar, the Gemara Chagiga, and Tosfos has these Mekoris, and Tosfos prefers these, and they're rejecting the Gemara Chagiga, and Rashi is Madif, the Gemara Chagiga, and rejecting all of these Gemaras. And our Tosfos, though, you're right, Tosfos doesn't quote all these Gemaras. They presented as a kasha against Rashi. They're not discussing. They're already ignoring Rashi over here. They're in Shabbos in a few places. They're attacking Rashi, but over here Tosfos is not dealing with the Rashi. They're just presenting their shita that Ein Tzvich L'Gufa is unrelated. So they're just asking. They're raising a question. How is it physically possible to do Chayvul Mavir b'Mekalkel, and it's going to be Tzvich L'Gufa? If it's Mekalkel, it's probably going to be Ein Tzvicha L'Gufa. What toilets can he possibly have? So on the top line on Lamed Hem and Aleph, Tosfos gives an answer. Tosfos and Shabbos also gives the same answer. So Tosfos gives an answer. I'll just give a Moshel, a Ma'adav Adoyme. There's a Gemara in the first parak in Beitza. The Gemara has a Machlokes, Bishamei Beshilo. If you cook food on Yontif, that's Heter Ochel Nefesh. What if you're not cooking food? You're heating up water to bathe the body. So Bais Hillel hold that not only is Ochel Nefesh Mutar, Tzorach HaYom Ktzas is also Mutar. Let's say you'll be Makriv Karbonis and the Beis HaMikdosh. Nedarim and Adavis and the Beis HaMikdosh. So you're not supposed to. On Yontif, Chalamot you can bring. On Yontif you're not supposed to. It's not, unless it's the Oilos Riyah. Oilas Riyah you're allowed to bring. What if it's an oilas Nadarm and Adavis? You're not allowed to be Makriv. What if you were Makriv on Yontif? So the Gemara says, since it's Tzorach HaYom Ktzas, Shalahe Shulchan Chamole V'Shulchan Rabach Reikon, you're eating and drinking, and the Beis HaMikdash, you're not bringing any Karbonis. So it is a Tzorach HaYom Ktzas to be Makriv the Karbonis. So the Gemara says, you won't be Chayv Malkus. It's not right, because we say Lachem V'lo L'Gavoya, but there is no Isa Malacha, because Tzarach HaYom Ktzah. So they're two different kulas, two different heterim. So Tosis points out, there's a Gemara like this. What if you're cooking chazer? The guy's not observant. He's cooking basa b'cholav. He's cooking chazer on yontif. So official echal nefesh, you can't call it officially heter echal nefesh because it's treif. But if you're all like Basila, that not only is echal nefesh mutter, tzarach HaYom Ktzah is also mutter, so it is a tzarach HaYom Ktzah. Tzarach HaYom Ktzah depends on what you have in mind. But echal nefesh, the official echal nefesh, only has to be kosher food. So that's what Tosef distinguishes over here on the top line on Lamed Hei Amud Aleph. In the Tosef, so they say, there are two dinim. There's a din of Mesakan and Mekalkal, then there's a din of Malacha Tzricha Legufa. So Mesakan and Mekalkal, that's an official din. Is it Mesakan, is it Mekalkal? So Tosef says, Mashkachas lo, if you have Chovel be Yisuri Hanor. Chovel means he caused bleeding in an animal. What is Yisuri Hanor? What do you have an animal that tells him Hanor? Asherah Niskal. Okay. Asherah Niskal. Is also Bahanor. So you can't call it, you can't call it Misaken, even though he plans to use it. The thing is also about Noah. How can you say Misaken? Just like on Yontav. You can't call it official Eichel Nefesh. It's Treif. You can't call it Eichel Nefesh. But you can still call it Tzorche Yom Ktas. According to Beis Hillel, there's a din of Tzorche Yom Ktas here also. It's called Tzricha Legufa. Tzricha Legufa depends on what you subjectively, what you plan to do. So if you plan to use it, that's called Tzricha Legufa. But is it called Misaken or Mekalka? That depends, that's an objective standard. Since it's also Banor, so you can't call it Misaken. So similar to the distinction that appeared in the Gemara there in Beitza, that by Macholas Asuris, you can't call it officially Echol Nevesh, but you do call it Tzorche Yom Ktzas. The same over here, they say, it can't be called Misaken because it's also Banor, but you still call it Malach HaTzvich HaLagufa. So they say that's a case, where it's possible to have it's mekalkel, but it's still called tzricha legufa. So what exactly is the machlekes over here? Rabbi Abo presented a braisa in the presence of Rabbi Yochanan that says not like the Mishnah. The Mishnah says kol mekalkelam turim period, and the Brisa says kol mekalkelam chutz mechovel amar. It's a contradiction between the Mishnah and the Brisa. Rabbi Yochanan didn't like it and says puktani lebro. Go tell the people on the outside this Brisa. Don't quote it in the basement. It doesn't make any sense. Chovel amar in a Mishnah, it's a misprint. It can't be. The intim tzalam in Mishnah, if there is such a source, it's an area case of chovel v'tzarch. What is it? Chavu b'tzorch l'kal, mamar b'tzorch l'yafram. And Rabbi Bo would disagree. He says, no, you don't need tzorch l'kal, b'tzorch l'yafram. Chavu l'mavir, even though it's mamish mekalkel, is going to be chayv. I contradicts the Mishnah. The Mishnah in Shabbos says, kol mekalkel in p'turim doesn't make chutz mechavu l'mavir. So the Gemara answers in Shabbos, horab shimon, horab yudah. That the Braisa, the Rabbi Abo presented in the presence of Rabbi Yechon, a chutz mechovel amaver is only alibi the Reb Shimon, and the Mishnah is alibi the Reb Yudah. Okay, the Mishnah in Shabbos that doesn't make chutz mechovel amaver, that's alibi Reb Yudah. Where did Rabbi Abok come upon such a machlek as Reb Shimon Reb Yudah? We don't have any Mishnais, we don't have any Tosefta, you don't have any Brises that say like that. Which Reb Shimon? What Reb Yudah? What does it have to do? So Rashi there writes, he raises the question. Rashi and Shabbos asks it. He raised the question. We don't know what source Rabbi Bo is relying on. So Rashi says, the lean there, he's going to give you a pshat. So Rashi comes up with his famous interpretation that the machlekes, whether Reb Shimon and Reb Yudah by Moloch HaShem Tzvich HaLagufa, is a prat within the din of Mesakan and Mekalkal. So we want to learn out from the psukim. That's where Rashi and Tosis quote from the Gemara here. Rashi on the first wide line on Lamed Daled on Med Aleph. Rashi writes, as it says in Perka Oireg, you have a pasuk that says that Milu Bizman is Dech HaShabbos, and you have a pasuk that says that Sreifas Paskoyin is Aser on Shabbos. So obviously, if you do Milu Shlo Bizman, you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. Obviously, Milu is a malacha. What kind of malacha is involved in Milu? That's very unclear. What malacha is involved in Milu? So there are different opinions in the Rishonim. So the Dvar Avram has a famous, beautiful tshuva about this. So he quotes that there's a Shita Mukubetzes has a humorous suggestion. Shita Mukubetzes says that's a malach of gozes. Just like you're not allowed to cut off your nails on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you're not allowed to cut off your hair, so you're not allowed to cut off the or ha'orlo. Gozes. And if you cut off someone's ear, cut off someone's limb, so it's a malach of gozes. So the Dvar Avraham says, no, on a Jewish baby, it's gozes. If it's a goyish baby, there's no mitzvah mila. So you cut off a limb, it has nothing to do with gozes. Gozes, if the thing is, the nails are too long, and the hair is too long. So whatever doesn't belong, and you cut it off from the Baal Chai, that's gozes. On a Jewish baby, because there's a mitzvah mila, so therefore it's a malach of gozes. If you do a circumcision on a goyish baby, he doesn't think that'll be gozes.
Is it only if it's only the gozes? Would it only be only the gozes?
By definition, yeah, by definition.
So if it's before the eighth day, then it might not be only the gozes?
No, probably is right away only the gozes. No, the Gemara says even if you do it before the eighth day, still something that doesn't belong, you won't be in fulfillment. You may not be in fulfillment of the mitzvah if you did it too early. But still, it's called Amili Gozes, yeah. So that's an interesting idea. Most assume that it's not a Malach of Gozes. Gozes is only on dead material, on the fingernails and the hair. The skin has the blood is circulating over there. So that's not Gozes. So others say that it's a Malach of Chavala, because it's going to be bleeding. What's the Malach of Chavala? So that's what we discussed yesterday. There are three opinions. What's the malach involved in bleeding? So Rashi holds that it's tzoveya. A difficult Rashi holds that it's tzoveya. And the Rambam says that it's a disha. Just like if you squeeze out the juice from the grapes, so here also you're squeezing out the blood from the organism. It's disha. And Taisus disagrees. Taisus says no, that it's entilus neshama, based on the pasuk ki adam hu anefesh. Here Taisus has part of the story, ki adam hu anefesh, but Taisus has it in the beginning of Ksubis and the Shabbos. They repeat it a lot. And Achrayim point out that from the three shitas, the Yerushalmi says like Taisus. Usually the Rambam is the one who always knows all the Yerushalmis, and Taisus usually doesn't know any Yerushalmis. Here Taisus didn't have the Yerushalmi apparently because they didn't quote it. But that's what the Rishonim quote, the Achronim quote, that the Rishonim says b'feirish like Taisus, that it's netilas neshama. But the organism, the baby, is still alive. You didn't kill him. So Taisus says a lashon from the end of the Gemara Nida, malikot l'kula, malikot l'palga. That since the blood circulation is what keeps all the organs alive, and you're causing a little bleeding, so that's a malacha of netilas neshama. Malikot l'kula, malikot l'palga.
Doesn't also the Babli say that, like, by the chilazon, taking out the blood is a netilas neshama?
The Babli talks about disha, squeezing out the dye, the trelas of the chilazon is disha. So Tosis asks, but it should be netilas neshama. Why isn't it netilas neshama? So Tosis says that what we call the dam of the chalazon is not really the blood that circulates that keeps it alive. There's a gland in the body of the chalazon, whatever the chalazon is, that produces this fluid, but it's not identical with blood. Blood is lechud. Blood is ki adam hu anefesh, but the trelas is an excretion from a different gland. That's what they say it is now. That's what Tosis points out from that Gemara. It's not really dama chalazon.
The Gemara's lashon there is. The Gemara doesn't say there. Uchayim mishum netilas neshama.
The Gemara asks, why isn't uchayim? You're going to kill. At the end of the day, it will be you're going to kill the chalazon. So the Gemara is want to be uchayim netilas neshama. The Gemara says he's not really interested in that. The dam is the dye of the trelas is better. Much better when the animal is alive. So since it's lanichalei, it's detrimental to him that the chilazon is going to die. So that's going to be a malacha shein tzvicha
legufa. So that Gemara is a problem for Tosos, because it's mashma the Gemara that if it wouldn't die, so then it wouldn't be an answer of netilas neshama.
The Gemara is mashma that what?
That if it wouldn't die, so then it wouldn't be an Isser from Tehillat Shamayim, since you prefer it to be alive.
Right.
So that's, therefore it's a...
So that's what Tosfos asks. Whenever you squeeze out dam, it's always by definition Tehillat Shamayim. The answer, it's not dam, it's an excretion from a different gland. It's not the dam that keeps it alive. But when you keep on squeezing, when you break my arm, when you sit on me long enough, you're going to kill me, even though I'm not bleeding. So that's the Tosfos says, you're squeezing out the gland, but you're going to kill the whole chilazim. But they're not killing him because it's not the dam coming out. That's not chavola. Chavola, by definition, is netilas nesham. Here, it's not really the dam shan that keeps the animal alive. So the Torah says that performing a bris milah is a malacha. So we usually assume the malacha is the bleeding. It's a malacha of chavala. So Reb Shimon says, if a goy will perform a circumcision on his baby, it's going to cause him to bleed. It's mean. There are countries in the world where they outlaw circumcision. They say you're harming the baby. What are you doing it for? So the Gemara agrees with the Umas Olam that it's called mekalkel. That it's mekalkel. So you see that chavala, you see chavala, when it's mekalkel, is a malacha. Torah is mechadish that it's a malacha. If not for that pasuk, you would have thought that you're botching up the baby. There's no malacha because it's mekalkel and is mutam in atur. There's no malacha at all. Even a midrash of every man should have been mutam in atur, and it's not. It's an isa deraisa. So you see that it's Reb Shimon's raya that mekalkel b'chavala b'chabura is chayiv. And Reb Yehuda disagrees. Why? So the Gemara says Reb Yehuda holds mali l'saken kli, mali l'saken gavra. So some Rishonim say that the malacha involved in bris milah on Shabbos is misaken mana. Boshab Shat in Gemara is not like that. It's not that that's the malacha. The word misaken, whenever you do any of the lam tas malachas, you have to do misaken. If you do mekalkel, call mekalkel and peturim. At least 37 malachas. Two malachas we're fighting about. Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda are arguing about. But the other 37 malachas, you need mesakein. Not that it should be malachas mesakein. If you do mekalkel, you're not chayim because you need malachas machshev. But then there's a mesakein mana is a malacha. So the Gemara says, Malei l'saken kli, Malei l'saken gavra, that the malacha of netilas neshama, or the malacha of gozes, or whatever else the malacha was. Other Rishayim say the malacha is... Or they have a third sheet. There are four sheetahs. What's the malacha by bris milah on Shabbos? So some hold that the malacha, I forgot already. Some hold the malacha is disha, I think. I forgot already what the other sheetah was. How do you do?
Shalom Aleichem.
Shalom Aleichem.
Please don't stop what you're doing. I really came to have the discussion of learning with you for a few minutes.
Okay, please. So the simple reading of the Gemara is that it doesn't mean that the malacha involved in milah is misaken mana. The Gemara just says whatever the malacha is gozes and the malacha is chovel netilas and shame. It's done derech tikkun. So it's a machlekes Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. When you perform the bris milah on Shabbos, you're doing a mitzvah. So Reb Shimon holds, was it help a mitzvah? If yes, the umas olam. You say the guy's mekalkal a baby. What does he make the baby bleed for? So it's mekalkal. And Reb Yehuda holds no, that the fact that you're fulfilling a mitzvah makes it that it's misaken. So that's the machlokes by misaken mekalkal by chavola. Where's mavir? So mavir is sreifas bas koyin. It says losvaresh b'chol mosh v'sechem, and the word b'chol mosh v'sechem has the connotation of Moshe Bezen. What does that mean? You're not allowed to do havara by Moshe Bezen. When you do sreifa, so you have to melt the metal and you pour it down the person's throat. You don't burn the person alive. So to melt the metal, you have to make a fire. That's havara. And then you have to melt the metal. What malacha is involved melting metal? That's bishul. Bishul, the Gemara of the Verish, is one of the lamatas malachas on Shabbos. Doesn't only apply to cooking food, it applies, the Gemara says, if you heat tar till it melts, or you heat the wooden pegs till it becomes soft, or you heat metal till it melts, it liquefies, That's a malacha bishul. There used to be a rabbi who lived in the Bronx who used to put out svarim all the time. And he writes in the introduction to the Sefer that he was from Europe. He was a rabbi in Europe, he claims. And he says he went on the trains and they go and beat him up. They bopped him on the head and he forgot a lot of his learnings. And in case he has mistakes in the Sefer, they should forgive him because the goyim beat him up on the train. So everything he writes in the Sefer is utterly ridiculous. All of his svarim are ridiculous. So he says, I don't understand, he writes in Hebrew. He doesn't understand, what are they talking about? Bishul on tea bags. What kind of bishul? Who eats tea? There's no bishul, is only on food. So that's against the Gemara. The Gemara is a beferish. When you melt metal, it's a malacha bishul on the metal. When you melt that metal till it glows, when you heat metal till it glows, it's also a malacha deraisa. It's a stir in the Rambam. One place the Rambam says that it's havara, and one place the Rambam says that it's bishul. So the Rabbit asked that stira. Maybe it's both. Maybe it's sometimes one, sometimes the other. But it clearly is a malacha. So the pasuk says, we would have thought, that's what Tosis quotes at the end, the last six lines in Tosis, they quote Yivam's Davav, one would have thought that it's mutter to administer Mrs. Bezin on Shabbos, because A is greater than B, B is greater than C, we went through yesterday. So you need the pasuk to say, Lo Svarash B'chom HaShoshechem, B'chom HaShoshechem has the connotation of Moshe Bezin. Okay, so you're not allowed to. So the shaila is, but if you're burning logs, it doesn't say about L'svara esh, sounds like havara. It doesn't talk about the bishul, melting the metal. It doesn't talk about the tilas neshama, when you kill the person. It's talking about the burning of the logs. So burning of the logs should be mekalkal. So mekalkal is mutaman atur. It's only awesome of the rabbana. Kal mekalkal mutur means patur avalosa. Why should it be a malacha at all? Why didn't need a pasuk to say that you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos? You would have thought it's muta based on the kal v'chomer kamash malasah. How can it be aser? It's mekalkal. Rabbi Shimon says this is the raya that mekalkal behavara is chayiv, and Rabbi Yehuda answers no, that it's mesaken. Why is it mesaken? Also because it's going to lead to the mitzvah, because burning the logs is going to lead to melting the metal is going to lead to administering the Mrs. Bezin. So that's considered a mitzvah. So whenever you do something with dvar mitzvah, in mitzias it's a kilkul, but it's leading, either it is a mitzvah, it's leading to a mitzvah. Either this is the mitzvah of Milo, or it's going to lead to the mitzvah of Mrs. Bezin. So that's machlek, Rab Shimon, Rab Yudah. So Rab Shimon holds that it's mekalkal. And you learn after these two psukim, the mekalkal is chayim. Rab Yudah holds no, that is mesakim. Shadas, does Rab Shimon hold that it's miktsas tikkun, or it's not considered tikkun at all? So Tosfos quotes the Rashbam, the beginning of the Tosfos. Rabbeinu Shmuel is the Rashbam. The Rashbam was Rashi's grandson. He was the older brother of the Rabbeinu Tam, much older. So he used to learn with Rashi. The Rashbam and Baba Basra, he always quotes Rashi. He always follows Rashi because he learned Pachavrusa with his grandfather. Rabbeinu Tam was a little baby when Rashi died. So he felt free to disagree with the grandfather all the time. Changes the girsa. He says everything Rashi said is wrong. But the Rashbam is very kofuf to Rashi. So Tosfos quotes the Rashbam, and then in Shabbos they point out, if you read the Rashi carefully on Kuvav, Rashi said the same as the Rashbam. That's where the Rashbam got it from. So he says the whole Rashbam and Rashi learned the whole machlekes between Rabbi Bo and Rabbi Yechanan, where the chutz mechoyvel amaver is the machlekes of Shimon and Rabbi Yudah. What the Gemara said in Shabbos, Rabbi Bo holds like Rabbi Shimon. His brisa, chutz mechevel amaver, is like Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Yechanan disagrees. He's presenting Rabbi Yehuda shita. So Tosfos is not happy with that. How does Rabbi Yechanan say aloshen puktani lebro? It's wrong. Ain't a mishnah. Cross out. What do you cross out? His brisa goes like Rabbi Shimon, and my mishnah goes like Rabbi Yehuda. Machlokes hatanaim. So they quote that in the first parak in Chulin on Daf Tezvav, the Gemara has a machlokes. Hamavashal b'Shabbos, machlekes at Meir Rabbi Yudah. Is there a penalty? How great a penalty is there that if a person is mavashal b'Shabbos, he's not allowed to eat the food that he cooked on Shabbos? A penalty in the Rabbanon. Do you penalize? You say no one is allowed to eat, or you're not allowed to eat because you did the malach. Other people may eat. Or what if he was mavashal b'Shabbos b'shogeg? You say konsum shogot amazed. Also part of the machlekes. So the Gemara quotes a brisa. The Gemara says, what did the other one scream? Cross out the brisa. It follows a different shita. Just because you hold from the other shita shouldn't cross out the Braisa, Meshaskin alay, cross it out. So that's why Tosa doesn't like the Rashbam and the Rashi. So they say Al-Kain, they give it Al-Kain Nira after Chulan after Zvav. Around 15 lines into the Tosa. So they say Al-Kain Nira, that the Machlegs Rabbi Yechana is within Reb Shimon. Shimon holds that the psukim, the two psukim by Sreifas, Baskoi and Amila B'Shabbos, indicate that Mekalkal is Chai B'Choyvul Amavir. You don't need Mesakin. Reb Yudi answers that it is Mesakin because you're fulfilling the mitzvah. So does Reb Shimon agree partially that that's a Miktsas Tikkun? It's not up to par. It's not a normal Tikkun. It's not a normal Tikkun. Because if you ask a Goy in the street, you're not being misaken anything by doing the bris milah. They don't do circumcision. So Rabbi Bo holds that according to Rabbi Shimon, there's no tikkun needed at all, even if it's mekalkal gomer. And Rabbi Yechanan thinks no. Even Rabbi Shimon, who doesn't agree with Rabbi Yudah, but a little bit he does agree. You need a little tikkun. You need chayvul v'tzorach lekalba maver v'tzorach leafrei. You have to have some tikkun. That chayvul v'tzorach lekalba maver v'tzorach leafrei, that wouldn't qualify, Tosfos says, that wouldn't qualify as tikkun by the other 37 malachas, according to Reb Shimon. And it doesn't qualify as tikkun according to Reb Yudin. Tzorach lekabel, tzorach leafrei. Why not? Because the kilkul is greater than the tikkun. It's not normal to do like that. A person needs some ashes, so he burns down a whole barn in order to get ashes. You burn a newspaper. You burn yesterday's newspaper. You don't burn today's newspaper. You don't burn down a whole house. Or you don't. He wants to feed the dog. Go to the grocery and you buy some dog food. You don't cause a person to bleed in order to give the dam to the dogs to eat. That's not normal. So that's what Taisa says. It's a mikzas tikkun, a real tikkun. It isn't. So that's the machlekes between Rabbi Bo and Rabbi Yechanan. The Baal Yatayzah, the machlekes is within Reb Shimon. Shimon says he learned from the psukim that you don't need misaken. You need mikzas tikkun. So that's the machlokes. Very rich Tosfos. They have a lot of topics here. Whoa. Okay. Shanginok. Okay. Maybe we'll stop here.
What was the union?
You came in the middle. Yes.
So the issue has to do with bris milah on Shabbos?
Yeah. You're only permitted to do the bris if it's the eighth day.
Right.
If it's milah shlovis man, you're not allowed to. Right. What's the malacha? Why is it forbidden? What's the malacha? Whatever you're doing is mekalkel. The goyim, you're doing a mitzvah, but you only violate the 39 malachas on Shabbos if you're accomplishing something positive,
yeah,
in common sense terms. So what is positive?
But
the goyim are prohibiting circumcision. Right.
So you have to do it.
So Reb Yudah, the Tana Reb Yudah is of the opinion, since you're fulfilling a mitzvah, that's called misaken. You're accomplishing.
Okay.
And Reb Shimon says no.
Oh, wow.
Misaken has to be in common sense terms.
Wow.
So since the goyim in different countries are forbidding circumcision, and they don't, today a lot of goyim perform circumcision because it's healthier. But in the days of the Gemara, nobody did. The days of the Tanakh, they didn't. So Reb Shimon is of the opinion, it's not called Misaken. It's a little tikkun because you're fulfilling a mitzvah. In a common sense terms, not tikkun. And nonetheless, it's a malacha. So you see that these two malachas are different. From the 39 malachas, you single out two malachas. Chayvul Amabe don't need Misaken. Big Chiddush.
The issue of the business with burning in the... burning or melting the metal, which you paskin is a mitzvah or an iser of bishul. When I heard you talking about it, the thought came to me: why wouldn't it be a bishul of eish,
a bishul of eish?
Why wouldn't it be a mitzvah of fire? I'm sorry, an avera rather of fire.
A malacha of fire.
A malacha
of
fire, right?
Probably has the fire on for Erev Shabbos. He has a fire burning from Erev Shabbos, and then he puts some metal in a pot and he melts it. But the fire is there from before Shabbos, probably. Yes. Okay.
What's this?
A summer course? I have no idea. A June program.
June program?
Yeah. Usually you have a few more students.
Yeah? Okay.
Okay.